Thank you for calling customer support. This is Blake. And did you request a supervisor?
Yes, I did.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let's see what the problem is. Okay, looks like it says, oh, they cannot locate an account for you.
Right. Well, it's on my credit card, so I know they have it because they took it off my credit card.
All right, so let me see if I can get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
62253.
First and last name?
Heather Arnoldi.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Heather Arnoldi.
Spell your last name.
A-R-N-O-L-D-Y.
Okay. You said Heather, give me 1 second. How much did it charge for?
It was six something for the watch and five something for shipping and handling. It was like $11.95.
You said this is for a watch?
Yes. I filled out that survey.
So you took a survey and you paid the shipping for the watch, and then you didn't cancel and you got billed at full price?
I didn't cancel because I was waiting for the watch.
So you never got the watch?
No, I never got the watch. That was almost, that was like the 21st, 22nd of February.
Oh, okay. Yes, and then, so what's the charge for? Did they bill you for? Because I'm assuming that's what it's for.
They billed me for the watch. It was one of them where you filled out a survey, and they gave you like five or six options of what you wanted. And the watch was the only thing left, so I chose it, and it was six something for the watch, five something for shipping and handling.
All right, what's your phone? Because you're not pulling it for me. What's your phone number?
618-530-6348.
Let's see. I'm still not pulling up. Do you have the card that they billed on you? Yeah, for your regular information, like I said, we do have a watch here, a hype watch. What's the full retail price they billed you for the watch?
It was like $695.
And that's the shipping and what else?
That was the watch. The shipping was five something. That's all they charge, shipping and the watch.
Okay, so basically, so you're saying you never got billed at full price, you only got charged the shipping, but you just never received anything.
I thought that was full price.
No, that's $6.97. That's shipping only. Now, if you don't cancel it within the trial period, yeah, then they'll bill you full price for it.
It doesn't say that on the thing.
Yeah, it's on the terms and conditions. I'm saying, have you been billed on your bill is what I'm asking.
Oh, I haven't checked back since. I've been waiting for the watch.
Okay. Well, they're not pulling you up. Now, if you want to give me the card that you paid the $6.97 with to see if it'll pull you, but as of now, it's saying that there's no results for that information.
It's saying there's no results. They didn't charge me no shipping, handling, or nothing.
No, we're not saying that. I'm sure you were billed, but it's just not pulling up at the number you're calling. Where did you get this number from?
The number that I'm calling you from?
Yes.
Off the other watch ad that I just pulled up that they keep sending me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, it's not pulling. Like I said, now, if you want to give your credit card, we can see if that'll pull it, but as of now, yeah, it's not pulling you up.
Yeah, okay. Ain't gonna be nothing taking off my card, right?
You said what happened?
I said there ain't nothing gonna be taking off my card if I give you my number, right?
Oh, no. You're just giving me this because I'm trying to pull you up. Yeah, no. We're not, no.
Okay, so you need the whole card number?
No, just give me the first six and then the last four.
The first six?
Uh-huh.
5115. 5-8, and the last four is 2596.
Okay, give me 1 second. Yeah, no, it's not. It's still not pulling you up. How long has it been since you signed up for this watch?
It was the 21st or 22nd.
Of last month?
Of February, yes.
Hmm. Yeah, you should have at least received it by now. What I would do, I would wait. I would say until Monday. If you haven't received it, I would just call my bank and say, look, you know, I've signed up for a watch. You know, I got the number. You know, they're not playing up anything for me. I haven't even received it, and I'm not trying to be billed. That way you can, if they pull up the charge, I'm assuming it'll probably be the same merchant that's billing you. That way you can get it stopped.
Okay, so what are they going to do about what they're charging for shipping and handling and the watch already? The partial payment.
I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We can't, of course, like I said, we can't do anything because we can't pull you up. You'll have to contact your bank and handle that if you would like. If you're saying that, you know, you haven't gotten anything and you paid for it, you'll have to handle that with them. But my thing is, like I said, it would really be best for you to try to get the number to cancel it because, you know, if you try to say like, oh, you know, I didn't sign up or I didn't get anything, then sometimes it kind of backfires on you, even though I know you hadn't gotten it. So, yeah, like, trust me, I've had this happen to people before. But so you're saying that this is the only number that you have. Do you have an email or anything that you receive?
No, I didn't receive no confirmation. I didn't receive a damn thing.
Oh, God, that's weird. Yeah, you said they'll send you something saying, like, hey, thank you for signing up for, you know, your watch and then an order number and then whatever you paid for it.
Nothing. I waited for it in the mail. I waited for it in the mail, and I never got nothing. And I just now, one of these ads just now popped up again so I could get an 800 number to call.
Oh, okay. Well, And you're sure it's the same ad that you ordered from?
The watch looked the same, exactly the same. And the only two that I've ever seen was this one and the Fitbit. Because there was headphones you could buy with them for an extra $5, and then there was an app that you could download for a fitness program.
Hmm. Yeah, that's the way it is.
Yeah,
I don't understand. What was the name of it?
The app that you downloaded with it was called Fit and Zoom or something.
Why'd you download an app? What was that for?
Well, when you go to pick which price you want the watch or whatever, they have like cream, face cream, CBD shit. After you clicked it and you were going to purchase it, after you put it in your shopping cart, then there another ad popped up right above it. You could get these earbuds for five extra something, and then along with that come an app that you can download for free. Doesn't it show right there? You see where they took it out?
No, no. Whenever we don't pull up to see, we don't see anything. It's blank. The screen is blank. There's nothing here.
So
yeah, we can't. Nothing. It's saying no results found for all of your information. That's why I'm wondering now. Because, I mean, there are different companies that sell these type of things. So I'm thinking maybe you just don't have the right number. But the thing is, I just don't know how you would get it because, like you said, you don't have any email. I mean, you don't have nothing.
I have nothing.
I know. That's the problem. Let me see. Was the name of your watch, was it called Hype Watch? Or was
Hype.
It Vibe Watch?
Hype,
was
yep.
that it, the Hype Watch?
Yep.
Okay. Let me give you the website. Maybe you can go on there. Because, like I said, what number did you, how?
Does it got the little circle at the bottom of the watch? It's colored, like a rainbow circle?
Oh,
like
no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't show us that. It just gives us the information, like the watch, the website, the price.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and things like that, yeah.
It didn't even give a full price.
Because
if I'd have known it was any higher than what it was, because it said to do your special deal today or whatever, you know what they do.
Okay, y'all, let me give you this website. Yeah, maybe you can go on there and see, get something. Maybe, I mean, like I said, I just, because this here's the number for that, but.
Okay, what's the website?
The website is going to be all lowercase, is shop, S-H-O-P, hype, H-Y-P-E, watch, W-A-T-C-H, .com. And hopefully you'll be able to get something. Because what's the number that you did? You dial 449-9513? Because that's the number, which that would probably be our number. But is that the number you dial?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay, yeah, that's weird. Yeah, cause, well, apparently we have the watch. This is the number, but I don't know why they're not pulling you up if you pay for the shipping.
I sure did. Because I can go back into my credit card and pull the date and everything.
Oh, does it have it? Yeah, because normally when they bill you, they instantly send you an email saying, like, thank you for signing up. I don't know why you didn't get one.
Nope, they sure didn't send me nothing. Because I would have inquired about it before now, because they said 3 days. Shipping and handling would only be 3 days. And then I had a heart attack and went in the hospital, so I wasn't able to inquire about it.
Oh, God, you okay?
Yeah. So I just call my credit card and get the date and whatever off of it, and they call that number you just gave me, or am I going to get the same people?
That's what I'm saying. Is that the number that you dialed, the 449-9513?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
You okay? Well, don't need to call on that. Yeah, that's just gonna come back to us.
I did not call. I just ordered it.
Oh, okay. Try the website. I mean, whatever number they're giving you, of course, try it. May direct. I'm not gonna tell you because it probably will direct you back to us. But I'm just trying to figure out why they're not pulling you up, and if they don't, and if you keep calling and no one pulls you up, just call your bank and say, look, I don't have anything, you know, I need to get my money back. And I mean, that's the only other way you can handle it. Because like you said, they don't even pay for something and you didn't get it.
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, I have proof that I paid for it because it's on my credit card. And it'll tell me who it comes from. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Not directly, but it'll give me a number or something.
Or say it'll give you something on there, yes. Or like you said, sometimes there's glitches in these computers. I mean, sometimes people call in and they'll pull up and then 5 minutes later they won't. And they'll say, well, I just spoke to somebody and they pulled me up. But then for me, you know, it'll say there's nothing found. So that could be an issue too.
The woman I just talked to that transferred me to you said she's seen it where I paid the shipping and handling.
How did she see it? She said that she couldn't locate your account. There's no way she's seen it.
I have. That's what she told me. Promise.
Oh, my God. Lord Jesus. So if she's seen it, then she wouldn't. There was no need for her to transfer you to me.
That's what I kind of. I kind of yeah. Why can't she give me information on it?
Exactly. She shouldn't have been able to give you any information you needed.
Well, that's what I was thinking. She said, well, I'm going to transfer you to a manager. And I was like, okay, whatever.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe you know how some people, when they can't help you, some people hate when they can't help people. And then, yeah, and they want to tell you something. Yeah.
Anyway, somewhere.
just say, I know, Ralph. I'm going to just say something, you know. Tell the truth. Exactly.
They never going to see him again, so.
Look, I know it don't matter. Not like I'm never gonna see him or talk to him again.
Right.
I know.
End up at $10. Who cares?
Oh God, yeah. But I'm really hoping. Like I said, if you don't get any luck on that website, like I said, just go ahead and call your bank and let them handle it. Like you said, I mean, you can't do anything if you can't, you know, pull something. Nobody can pull you up.
Right. It just sucks because when I call it and I turn it in, they're gonna set up my card and issue a new one. So, all right, thank you for your help.
All right, you're welcome. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
No, you too.
All right, thank you.